Planes are the worst. People on planes, they complain. They get off the plane, they come to your house, and they tell you about their whole flight experience. And they make it sound like it was a cattle car in Poland in the 40s. They just make it, that was the worst day of my life. I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes. That's a story in this country. That's a hardship. People will listen to that story. They'll stop doing the dishes and turn around and go, oh my God, really? For 40 minutes? That's awful. You should sue them. I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes. Oh my God, really? What happened then? Did you fly through the air like a bird? Did you soar into the clouds impossibly? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight? How dare you? I had to pay for my sandwich. You're flying! You're sitting in a chair in the sky. You're like a Greek myth right now. It doesn't go back very far, and I'm sort of squishing my knees. The Wright brothers would kick us all right in the if they knew.
Cast here with my good friend Top Shelf, the mighty Reverend in Fuego.
Can't talk eating pork.
And everybody's favorite Mono Nick.
Hello.
We're going to have to keep the energy up. I don't know about you guys. I am worn out from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Still worn out from Vancouver the weekend before. I'm worn out from Monday Night Raw. I got to go to a Mariners game tonight.
Oh, my God.
I don't know when I'm going to find sleep.
Is that a 7 a.m. or 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Mariner?
It's a 7 a.m. game. And it's my fraternity brother from college who's in town, so there might be a couple beers. That's why I figured for the jam of the week, we had to pick up the pace, get everybody pumped. Especially our boy Stevie. I know he likes this stuff. Jam of the week. A little Slipknot to get everybody ready for Pain in the Grass.
I have screamed until my veins collapse. I've waited out as my time's elapsed. Now all I do is live with so much fate. I've wished for this, I've bitched at that. I've left behind this little fact. You cannot kill what you did not create. I've gotta say what I've gotta say, and then I swear I'll go away, but I can't promise you'll enjoy the noise. I guess I'll save the best for last. My future seems like one big past. You left with me, cause you left me no choice.
I push my fingers down my eyes. It's the only thing to slowly.
I got the goose pimples.
Yeah, Toppy's getting goosebumps. We're ready.
Oh, jeez. You got the energy right there just by jumping up and down. Conserve that, buddy.
I'm pretty pumped, man.
It's a long day.
I just ate Sal's pork.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Or separate the skin from bone. Leave me all the pieces. Then you can leave me alone. Tell me the reality is better than the dream. But I found out the hard way.
Nothing is what it takes. I push my fingers until my eyes.
I was just saying, this is one of my favorite bands to see live. So if you've never seen them, go to Pain, man. They are so insane. Just their stage show is just great.
So funny you say that, because I was about to say, I hate that we have to work the next day, because I don't know how much of Slipknot I'm going to get to watch.
It's going to be a train wreck on Monday.
Yeah. Like, I might just have to do it and stick around for the whole show. The lead singer of Stitched Up Heart just started following me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Got a little stiffy in the tank for that one, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
All I've got is this.
love that part right there. It's the only thing that slowly stops me. If you're in Slipknot and you're just kind of feeling sluggish, how the hell do you pick yourself up?
I don't think you do at that point. Yeah.
I mean, here, just chug a case of these five-hour energies.
Cocaine?
Well, that might have been a reason why some members might not be in the band anymore for that reason. Oh, actually, in a somber way, too. I forgot. Jeez. Things just got weird, man. It's cocaine's fault.
Yeah.
Why do we have some?
Yeah.
Or what?
You holding?
I'm not. It's not really my drug of choice.
It's never been mine. Slipknot's my drug of choice.
Guys.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, welcome to the Minxcast. You know, before that, we had Louis C.K. just dropping some funny stuff about flying, and we got some stories to share about our trip to Chicago, mainly the experience on the plane, which we'll get to in a few minutes. And you heard the music of Lenny Kravitz. We got to give props to Lenny. He just showed everybody his dong.
Yeah.
That's like the... Man, like, it's like what, when we work in this, and it's just like, oh, here's a picture of Lenny Kravitz's dong, and right. Then the first thing...
The rich get richer, in other words.
The first thing you think of is, I don't want to see that, and you're like, I'm going to have to see that.
Yeah.
Because it's just
it's everywhere. Lenny Kravitz's dong.
Yeah.
And there it is, and apparently it's pierced.
In a weird spot. I thought you only got pierced at like the end of it.
No, some do it in other places, too.
Yeah. Oh, there's the Prince Albert.
Oh, there's the ladder.
Comes out the side.
Yeah. And it's her pleasure, according to this one person.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Are you looking at it right now?
No.
Yeah, he's got that burned into his brain.
Yeah, he has a mental image he's enjoying right now.
It doesn't go away.
See one, you've seen them all.
I don't know. I haven't seen that. That was a first.
Man. Huh.
Apparently, meat is on our mind because, well, we all had a great pulled pork sandwich before we started the Migscast, thanks to a fine Titanic douche by the name of Sal. Sal, woo! Thank you for bringing us your meat.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you guys love my meat.
It's delicious.
In my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, especially with that Sweet Baby Ray's on your meat.
It was smoked perfection.
Oh, man, so good.
So you smoked this for us, some pulled pork.
Yes, I figured you guys deserve a good meat in the morning.
Yes.
We could go on with this for a while, couldn't we?
We could even go back to yesterday when, while dropping the Ted Smith off after WWE's Monday Night Raw, we might have had to swing by Dick's.
Of course you did.
And in all fairness, our initial plan wasn't to eat Dick's. We wanted to get some tacos, but we weren't able to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Taco Bell and Everett, for some reason, are doing all this construction on that main strip that gets you to the Xfinity Arena.
Sick burn.
And, like, we see the Taco Bell. But we can't turn down the street to get to the Taco Bell. So we said, screw it. This is a sign. Tacos are not meant for us tonight. And then as we're driving, we decided that we needed to get some dicks.
Mm.
And we did.
Solid choice.
And now here we are, now full circle, eating Sal's meat.
So you went two dicks deluxe and a milkshake, right?
No, man.
You got fries. You know he got fries.
Deluxe, two orders of fries. And a strawberry milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Ted got, I think, three or four deluxes.
No.
Three or four. Yeah, he got more for later.
He's off today.
So. He's off today, so he was having an all-nighter, him and his dicks.
I did that last time I went to Chick-fil-A. I bought four sandwiches.
You did in Chicago?
No, in Linwood. I guess I have been to Chick-fil-A since Linwood.
Who bought two...
I did that there
Toppy
as well.
Toppy did that as well. Yeah, he bought an extra, but
But I bought four here in Washington.
Oh. In Washington?
And I took them home and enjoyed them later.
Do you stick them in the fridge or you just let them out? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are they okay reheated?
There's no condiment on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pickle.
I didn't even realize that.
It's just pickle, chicken, and bun.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
There's nothing else on there.
Man.
Yeah, toaster oven that bitch up, you're good to go.
I just ate it cold. I didn't care.
Ooh.
Rebel.
Champion.
Living on the edge here.
That's too much work.
Oh, jeez.
Too much work to reinfuse heat into the damn thing.
You put it in the microwave and press a button, or you have a toaster oven and you press a button.
Not very difficult.
Time consuming.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got better things to do.
If you're hungry,
like, eat it.
You don't want to wait. I've done that before with string cheese and tortillas. Just wrap it up, and I got myself I don't even know what you would call it at that point. It's not even a quesadilla. But no. I put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, so at least it was warm.
Oh right. I'm reading Daniel Bryan's book, and apparently at some point he was, instead of having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, he was having peanut butter and jelly tortillas.
Yeah.
Because it was cheaper to get the tortillas than it was to get the bread.
Yeah. You can wrap them up, you can spin them up, stick them in the microwave. You're all good.
So this week on the Migscast, we're going to be recapping a little bit of our trip to Chicago. And also, I have some audio proof to why I'm still struggling since Vancouver. Remember, I went to Vancouver for the draft tournament, which was the big hockey tournament in Richmond, BC, actually, put on by the fine folks at the NCHL. Our buddy Nick, who we've had on the Migscast a couple of times, he is one of the organizers of that and a bunch of other people as well. Well, this time, Nick and his and our buddy, because he's my buddy now, too, so you can't have him to yourself there, Nick. Brett, who came in that one morning.
Yeah.
So Nick and Brett, they now are doing a podcast because of his experience on the Migscast.
That's cool.
Which is beyond awesome. And him and I have talked quite a bit, and he's, you know, picked my brain, and I've given him some ideas and thoughts, and like a smart man, he shouldn't use those, but sometimes he does. But one of the ideas that he came up with was to bring his recording equipment to the draft tournament the night when we get S-bombed.
Like, and the chaos that ensues.
Chugging beers and races and all that stupid stuff. Right. And so he decided, you know what, I'll bring a microphone, two microphones, my laptop, and we'll set up shop and just decide to, you know, put it all together and do a drunk cast. So his original plan was, I think, to do an entire show as a drunk cast.
Yeah.
But he quickly learned that that was not going to work out because of how drunk all of us were when we decided to record it.
How many times did you have to restart?
I think three or four times. So I don't know. I grabbed great. It because he on there. He has a podcast. It's called Beer League Talk. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's everywhere. Really fun podcast, especially if you play hockey or a member of any kind of rec league. It's kind of fun to hear the stories of other people. I really like what they're doing, and each episode has been very entertaining. One of the episodes, I think episode 4, maybe episode 5. I think it was episode 4, though. He played what we did record at the end of the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Now, I was all of a sudden getting text messages and Facebook messages from people that I played with going, dude, you got to listen to the most recent episode of Beer League Talk. And I'm like, I will eventually, but why? Because I always listen to it on the drive home. And they're all just like, just go to about 34 minutes in and...
Just listen.
Just listen. So I grabbed it. I've already heard it a couple of times.
Probably had to bleep it.
I did have to bleep it. I hope I got all the bleeps, Toppy. I'm pretty sure I did. Now, this is a shortened version, though. I shortened it down from what the full clip has a little bit more content, and I figured, you know, if you want to hear the whole thing, you should listen to their podcast. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to steal their stuff, even though I asked them. So I guess it's okay. But here's the clip where you can really get a good idea of how wasted I was and why, since last weekend, I am still hurting is audio proof. And Toppy, I might ask you to pause it here and there, or if anyone wants us to pause it, just tell Toppy to pause it because it's a longer clip and there's definitely some moments that we might need to dissect. All right.
All right, guys.
What
all
is this on your ear?
It's like I hear myself say out loud.
Hey,
I am.
Hey, welcome to the 50, see?
Oh, my God. Hey, you guys,
all right, you're starting.
You sons of bitches. Like,
right,
you're
I know.
Okay. You I'm just starting right here. So here's the deal. I told all the guys that listen to our podcast we would do a drunk draft cast.
Let's do it.
So here we are. Okay. I would assume.
We're calling it.
We are all
that's
drunk.
Jake.
No. I would assume.
No. I'm not.
Jay, you're the most drunk of all of us.
No.
Jay had water tonight.
Okay, so.
And I had tomato juice.
All right, pause
you're
it for
liars.
A second.
You're all liars.
No, all right.
Tomato juice.
Jay's blacked out drunk. He doesn't remember this until.
Oops.
Until he hears it. So just wanted to preface that. The other girl you're going to hear on this is our friend Sarah. Great friend I've had forever around here. She's an excellent goalie. I've had a great opportunity to play with her at the Microsoft or the hockey challenge that the T-Birds do. And she's been going to every single draft tournament, like across the country, Canada and the U.S.
Wow, Iron Woman here now.
Almost every month, I think, for the last year.
Is this the girl that caught a beating from being on your podcast before? When you were in a hotel room and...
That was Ellen girl.
Oh, okay.
The girl that
was a while ago.
We shall never speak of again.
No, sorry about
according
that.
According to all the listeners. No,
good job, Top Shelf. You just brought it back up.
They did not like that woman.
No, she was not a very...
Can I see my purse?
Right. No, but we see your clam.
Oh, yeah.
It was right? That episode. No, Sarah's as cool as S. She's one of the boys. She's a fun person to have around. So when you hear her, that's that person. There's also... A girl that is by the name of Emily, who I became a friend with at the draft tournament. She was one of my teammates, one of the more fun people to have on a team. She was a blast. But as you'll hear in this, they affectionately nicknamed her Hot Emily because she's very attractive. And at one point when we're about to go back to it, you're going to hear me talking about getting my pants wet. She spilled like water or beer and it landed on my lap. So get your minds out of the gutter. I know it's Hot Emily and all, but here we go.
So here we have... We have Jay, we have Sarah, we have Hot Emily that wants Jay. We have Steve.
Emily just made my pants wet.
We have Jason.
Emily just made my pants wet.
And in the back we have Mr. Chris Perriton, the man with the dirty duster.
Emily, we heard it.
Yes. So my first question is for Mr. Steve. Steve the goalie.
I just lit my phone.
Miggs.
What's your craziest story, Mr. Miggs, from the draft tournament? Tell it. Go.
I forgot what we got pulled over. We got pulled over by customs.
Who did?
You and me,
man. Yeah.
That's Jay and Steve, just so everyone knows.
You and me.
What'd you get?
Yeah.
We came here from Tacoma.
What'd you get pulled over for?
Yeah.
I personally believe the reason why we got pulled over is because Jay could not come up with the year that he got his car. Asked him, what year did you get your car? He goes, I don't remember. My parents got it.
Right.
And you're like, well, what year did they get? He goes, I don't know. And then it was just this awkward silence. And I'm like, oh, this is going to get us pulled over. Finally, he came up with some answer. But it took a while.
Like, was it 1978? And they're like, this is a 2007. How'd you get it 97? Right.
So the guy in his sweet sunglasses that refused to show his eye contact, but he was a nice man. By nice man, I mean he was a douche.
This is a Canadian customs guy.
You are
really
lit up,
that's
man.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Sorry. Like, I'm sorry, but we have to fool
this
you
This guy
over.
Was all about being the Terminator. Needless to say. Or meatless.
Meatless.
He told us to go pull off to the side. Now, I am stressing the living hell out.
Why?
Because, well, I had a giant bottle of vodka that quite possibly might not make the cut.
But you didn't claim it?
Like, no,
you didn't
we said say, no.
Oh.
You don't do that.
You don't lie to the Canadian
You pretend,
customs.
Though.
Yeah.
You have nothing to declare.
And I might have had four...
Sarah.
No, we didn't have any.
Four pieces of medicine that are of the weed variety.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Is that
about
you
this.
Just back there?
Just Jay didn't know. And I felt awful because I'm like, I did not assume that
nope,
we would ever
you.
Get pulled over by
Canadian customs.
I thought for sure, dude, this is a home run. When we come back to America, those
America?
Four weed pills might be gone by myself.
They
and maybe.
Be gone.
Are they gone? Are they gone right now?
They are halfway gone. I'm at this point right now where I'm. Let's just say thank you, customs. I cannot see you right now. I can hear you.
Can I talk in the little
yes,
thing?
Yes, take over. I'm done.
So you got pulled over, customs, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, pause it. This is okay, yeah,
can
I'll be
talk
prepared.
Can I little thing?
Now, Jay, my buddy Jay Mack, is like the coolest, most like laid-back, down-to-earth guy. Never really has like any kind of like super aggressive things to say about anybody.
Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the blacked-out version of the Jay Mack.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes.
What year's your car, Jay?
2006.
And when did you get it? Please pull over to the right now, sir.
Right there. I need to stick my finger in your
2008.
You're unaware.
2008. But you know what I can say to those custom guys? They can suck my
But you guys, well, like, except not, for the one guy.
They're just protecting.
They're
like, they're just,
do
they're doing their job.
What, protecting
right?
so, us?
Protecting what? For guys that look
Well, they're
scary.
Trying to keep weed pills out of Canada.
Well, I don't have anything on me. I don't look like a
You kind of look like a
Wow. You might have taken this too far, Jay.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I have to take
Alright, well, I guess, listen.
I'm out.
I'm just gonna let you guys know.
I'm out.
That's pretty much what a drunk cast is. That's all we got.
And that's it. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm out.
I had to go poop. So I left.
At least you remembered.
I did remember that. Well, I also said it in the clip. I said, I gotta go take an S. So, yeah, that's kind of what the draft tournament is all about.
Wow. That's
I'm not amazing. Sure who the guy was in the background. I was going,
I thought it was you at first, but then you were talking when it was happening, and I'm like, because I could see you do that.
Imagine, like, here we are all in, like, this little back deck area of this bar, like the outdoor part, and we just took it over and just making asses of ourselves.
That's amazing.
And Jay, of course, using the C word. That's always fun.
Oh, it was? It was the C word. Okay, that was the one I thought it was. But
you gotta love Sarah just dropping the C word right back at
I know,
him.
That's
that
like
was hilarious.
When she said it back, I figured it was like the male C word.
No.
And then, because I was just like, well, she wouldn't just drop that.
Oh, yes.
Wow, she can hang, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She can party. She's awesome.
So did Jay get with Hot Emily?
No.
Oh.
That was, no, everyone was too drunk to do anything, I think. No. I mean, I think those two got along very well, but, you know, I mean, he ended up in my room every night, and she ended up in her room, so.
Well, except for that one night where you're master your domain.
That is true, and he did pass out on their bed.
He was, like, blacked out on the bed.
But no, he was blacked out. Oh. That was the Friday night, how you hear him. Oh. The drinking kept going for a few more hours.
And that's how he ended up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There was no fornication going on.
I want to see pictures of Hot Emily.
You do?
I want to see what a hot chick who plays hockey looks like.
I will show you.
Is she Canadian?
Yes.
That figures.
Yeah, you'd love Hot Emily. I never called her. This is from Hot Emily.
Hey, Hot Emily. How you doing? What'd you have for breakfast? All right.
She's just Emily to me, guys.
Hold on, Toppy. I'll show you.
Rev, go slow on that, dude.
Oh, he's hitting the gas.
Heck yeah, because I'm going to get the gas.
He's eating as much pulled pork as he can.
My tummy is already going crazy.
Come on.
Perfect.
22 yeah. minutes in. His tummy
we
got to
eat this
crazy.
Before I befoul it. Gonna happen.
Well, Nick does not look
the
happy.
The rule is supposed to be you don't get to befoul anything until all of us do it.
When food comes in, I think it's kind of an open
you
season.
You thinking does there not make playing. The rules change. Mm.
She doesn't look as hot in that My picture.
Bad. Well, she's got all the hockey gear on in this picture. There's Emily. Hot Emily playing hockey.
No, oh, perfect. Hot. So hot. Right.
Dirty dog.
And Hot Emily just normal.
Okay.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah. My teammate.
Yeah.
Well, she's pretty hot. Team Coquitlam. The Quitters.
She just passes Excuse around me? Headshots to people.
That's or? On Excuse her me? Facebook. Yeah, I just have her headshot. No, it's a Facebook profile pic. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. You watch what you say about my teammate.
All right.
It's Quitters. We stick together.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, our team was Team Coquitlam. So instead of saying go Coquitlam, which you can't say very well when you're drinking,
mm-hmm.
we just went with the Quitters. Which is not a very good nickname to have when you're trying to win a game. All right, let's talk a little bit about Chicago. Because I want Mono Nick to take the floor and share his experience that led to him not getting one, but not two, not three, not four, but maybe five airplane bottles of booze.
What?
As compensation for the hell that he had to endure on the plane, something that Louis C.K. would appreciate.
I know, it's horrible, dude. Like, I was listening to that Louis C.K. bit, and I'm like, I feel like such a loser right now because, like, I was sitting in row... Well, it was seat 33D, so the very last row.
D for douche.
And, yeah, D for this idiot's going to be having butts and penises and pooches and stuff all in his face the entire plane ride.
Yeah, he had like, he had the waist area of everybody going to the bathroom pressed up against his head.
And there were not very, like, there was a lot of, like, larger gentlemen and
Fatties.
Women on the plane.
Lots of fat people.
So every time I tried, like, so I was right in front of one of the bathrooms, and every time somebody opened the door to go into that bathroom door, the door would slam into the back of my chair. So I'd get woken up every single time I tried to take a nap.
Oh, I slept great.
Perfect.
Window seat for the win.
Yeah. I wasted a pill, that's for sure, on that plane ride. Actually, if it wasn't for that pill, I probably wouldn't have made it through. Like, I...
You would have
been
crazy.
Taken off of the airplane.
You would have been. Did you hear about the guy in Chicago that had to get taken off of a plane like on that Sunday?
No,
it was like on United, not on Alaska, which is what we were on. He was drunk and just trying to start fights with people.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So like, at one point, there's this like I see Rev going into the bathroom.
Oh yeah,
and. About
shocking.
Oh yeah, and it was for the long haul. I was going for my morning siesta. Yeah.
So then like 5 minutes after Rev goes in there, no one has gone back there or come out of the bathroom since then.
How many bathrooms are there back
there's
there?
There's three or four. Yeah, okay. there's three. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's this old guy that walks up and he's standing in front of the door waiting for somebody to exit the restrooms. So he's just standing there for 5-10 minutes. And then all of a sudden
I was in there for a while.
I hear, please, let me in, please. And he's like, starts knocking on the doors and he's screaming. I have my headphones on and I can hear this through my headphones.
What?
Yeah.
I missed this part.
So then I look over and I'm like, what the hell is this old guy yelling about? Like, this bathroom says vacant on it. Yeah. Like,
mine is occupied.
Okay, so of all the three,
only one's occupied.
So there are two bathrooms that
wide open.
Maybe he's OCD and that's just his bathroom.
Maybe.
Well, he's tough ass because I'm dropping in there.
You're dealing with your own tough ass.
Mm-hmm.
So once I figure out what the hell is going on.
He's yelling, please.
Yeah, let me.
Rev, do you hear this?
No, I didn't even know that. So I don't even know what's going on. Like, Nick, I didn't even realize this was happening.
Do you remember anyone knocking on the door?
No. Well, there was turbulence, so I thought it was turbulence.
Turbulence sounds like an old man begging me to open the door.
The stuff was shaking a little bit, but it was also the same time that, like, everything was. So I didn't even consider it. And I was sitting there. I knew I was there for a while. Like, I was, like, 5 minutes into probably a 20-minute session. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in all fairness to you know in the back of your head that there's two other bathrooms, so it's not
like
it's
Yeah, and I knew that they were open, because I saw this, and so I didn't care. I was just sitting there playing solitaire on my phone, and just...
foot falls asleep. Yeah.
Yeah, killing some time, trying to wait, hope my lower legs didn't fall asleep. And
building some hemorrhoids.
But, yeah.
Oh, God.
I didn't...
Well, I got those.
Shocking.
But we... I didn't hear any of that or like even consider that there'd be someone banging on the door. So any of that was completely lost on me.
So did you say, hey,
well,
Broskiskalosh, there's a couple other doors that you can go into?
Dude. I didn't even do that. I just looked over and I saw that the one right to the left of me was completely open, said vacant on it. So I said, hey, just hit the door handle and open the door for him.
Wait, you can open the door handle from your seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're close, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I was asleep this whole time.
Because on the return trip, I had that seat that Nick had, and my weird interaction with that was there was an old lady who couldn't close the door, so she kept trying to go to the bathroom with the door popping back open.
Is she too big, or she just couldn't figure it out?
She was just a dumb old lady who didn't understand. She's like, I guess the door doesn't work, and then left without, I guess, using the bathroom, or she used it with the door propped open, and then someone else went in and locked it right away. So it was just that. So, yeah.
She's trying to invite you in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, she was like, come in here.
I guess the door doesn't work, mister.
You ever hear of gilfs? I'm one of them.
So that totally sucked.
Come in here and wipe my tuchus, Revsky.
Help me check my bucket list.
Are they still called stewardesses?
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants. So, yeah, after the plane, after the flight, one of the flight attendants came up to me and was like, look, I'm really sorry about all the issues that we had, especially you. It was very, like, it was not a good flight for you.
Right, you got to smell everybody's butt.
Yeah, so she's opening up the silver package right in front of me, and she goes, look, we're not supposed to let any of this stuff off of the plane, but here, take a couple of these. What, like, would you like some free shots of alcohol? I'll buy them for you. Don't mum's the word. Yeah. Basically, what
mum's
she
the word.
Mum's the word.
Right. I'll buy them for you. But mum's the word because I'm not really buying for you. I'm going to just say they were stolen.
Right. Yeah. And all I kept thinking about was that Denzel Washington movie. Like, well, we need to count the small bottles of liquor and how many have been. Like, dude, what the hell is she doing?
Because I remember we got in the cab and you open up your backpack and you just go check it out and it's like a handful of bottles.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did you get those? He goes, flight attendant gave it to me.
I didn't realize that Nick had such a crappy flight, but
I had a great flight, bro. I fell asleep before we even took off, and I woke up like 20, 30 minutes before we landed.
You didn't hear the kid across the aisle screaming his head off?
I heard him when I woke up.
Oh,
yes.
It was like romper room, man. It was like the average age was brought down because there are so many, like, not even kids, babies.
Yeah. I woke up to kids playing, hey, what does the owl sound
like? Oh, my God. And that wasn't even their mother. That was the mother who refused to give her crying child a pacifier because he doesn't take a pacifier at 1.5. I'm sorry. The kid doesn't get a choice on whether or not he's taking
a
pacifier.
You take it and you like it.
You stick it in that kid's mouth. Shut it up.
Wrap some tape around it.
So the airplane shooters are for. Yeah.
But the one cool thing, we did kind of have like a hot flight attendant,
she
right?
Did?
Lots of leg.
Yeah. Oh,
lots of
was
leg.
Was it the brunette?
Yeah, it was the really tall brunette.
Yeah,
the one that
her.
They were talking about going to the Michael Flynn school of, like, Irish dancing, water dancing. Or
yeah, our flight attendants were putting on a comedy show. I remember that. Before we took off.
Our captain was actually pretty hilarious, too.
Right. Yeah, they were all like making these elaborate fake stories about each other and giving like full bios like that were pretty funny.
So that chick, she kept like dropping, like I think it was like her first or second flight like working.
Yeah.
She kept dropping things and was horrible with the service cart. But, I mean, she kept dropping them right in front of me and sticking her ass, like, literally right in my face. Just bam!
Gas
like,
face.
I'm like, oh, I'm just going to stand here.
It's time to motorboat down below.
Horrible. Horrible life.
Yeah, that actually probably made up for it. You should have said, hey, I don't need the alcohol. Just keep dropping things, and I'm all right.
Just more TNA, please.
I did hear, and I remember waking up to the kids also doing, like, they were all, like, at the same time doing the Indian, old school, like, Indian, for, like, an extended period of time. And I looked at Vicky or Sarah that was sitting next to me and go, how long have they been doing this? And they go, for the whole flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sucks for you guys, man.
Yeah, I pretty much was able to zonk out for at least the first 2 hours, so I missed almost all of that. But, oh, man, I'm just going to say those pills or the candies
right.
are like the best thing for flying.
The pills of the weed variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a newfound love for Daft Punk, their last record. That's all I've been listening to is because of like when I did come through. The song, I think it's like track 3 on their most recent one, Giorgio. And it's just so freaking awesome.
Really?
With headphones on, it is a sensory overload, man. It's sick.
Sick, bro.
Anyone have any favorite memories from Chicago?
I think just, Friday after we got done with our stuff, Nick, Toppy, and I just went for, like, this big-ass long walk.
You guys went to the mirrored bean thing.
Yeah, we went and flicked the bean.
How was that?
It was really, really
I tripped out, man.
Really trippy. Were you enjoying something at that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were over the line. More than one.
This so is awesome.
And yeah, these guys came prepared. It was great. Gav was a great roommate this year. So, except for the last night.
Hey, that's your fault.
Yeah, right.
Well, we had deep dish pizza.
Oh, so you were dropping ass?
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's under the covers. And
the best part.
He's like, oops. And then it instantly just hits me. I'm like, what the hell? The covers didn't even slow it down.
One I did, one I farted just right. I was on the bed and I just beefed a little bit, and he's just like, and you know the joke in here where he's like, you can't do that in a hotel room with me. And
apparently not.
And so he's just like, God, get under the
welcome
covers.
Welcome to my world.
So I'm like, all right. So I get under the covers, and he's just like, there's just like no way, and then just like almost instantly, just
wow.
I think finding the weed was. Like, literally.
That was one of the greatest things that's ever happened, man. Because at that point, I think we all ran out of whatever fine products that our friends over at Rainier on Pine might have distributed.
Yeah.
The green stuff at the top. Yeah, I got stuff in the house. But
you're never going to get it, Top Shelf.
Yeah, you will. It's just sitting in my closet. I'm not doing anything with it. With some of it.
It's best by December 2015.
It's fine.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. The world. He'll knock it out in a day. But on Saturday, I remember everyone was like, oh, my battery died, or oh, this died, or I'm out of all of these. So we're all like, all right, well, whatever. You know, tonight, we just enjoy being sober. And then a bag of weed. I don't know if you heard it on BJ and Migs. We talked about this the other day, I think on Monday. We were trying to get tickets to go see the Cubbies. And the tickets were just way too ridiculously priced. Like, it wasn't even funny. And none of us, I'm not good at haggling with scalpers. And I don't
want to deal with
fake tickets.
The last time we went to the Chicago Cubs or White Sox game, we almost did get duped. And that was like, I'm not dealing with this.
And then you see in the news that there's somebody that was selling a bunch of fake Taylor Swift tickets and people are getting duped with that. It's a, man, cut people's hands off for that kind of crime. That's so messed up. People paying good money. Yeah, well, hey, if you're going to be that guy and scamming people. I don't mind you, ripping people off by charging too much money, but at least let them know that they're going to
the event. At least they're
going
to get to go.
Right. There's still the end result is still them going where they want to be. If they want to spend hundreds of dollars for it, I ain't one to judge. I went to the Super Bowl. That was a stupid amount of money that I spent. But
I would say, like, that was still a pretty cool trip.
Yeah. Oh,
it's very expensive, but yeah.
It's a lifetime memory that maybe in 15 or 20 years I won't remember the amount of money that I dropped on it.
Yeah, just the nostalgia of going.
So here we are outside of the Cubby Stadium, Wrigley Field, and we're just like, okay, what are we going to do now? And a bag of weed just flies by as a bus goes by, and it lands right in front of Mono Nick, like right on his feet, practically.
Yeah, his weedar went off
quite well right there.
And so now we're like, did that just really happen? And it wasn't like a little bit. It wasn't like a ton, but it was a substantial amount.
That was enough for four joints.
It was enough. That would have been fine for the rest of the day if we got that on Thursday.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been beautiful.
Yeah. So needless to say, now he's walking around with a bag of weed in his pocket.
Yeah.
And we're walking around, and our buddy Spencer, who does a morning radio show in Delaware, real good guy. He hung out with us all day. We went to see Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, that was difficult because that was the last of my pills.
Oh, like, yeah.
When we interviewed Simon Pegg, and, you know, I couldn't remember anything that happened in the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
No. I forgot all about the car scene. That I forgot. Like, BJ asked me a question as soon as the movie ended about a character in the film and what I thought, and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't remember that conversation. All I remember is the very beginning and Tom Cruise holding onto a plane,
yep.
And then a bunch of S went down that seemed pretty miraculous. Mm-hmm. And then the movie was over.
Yeah. You remember the chick? She was hot.
I remember that she was hot. I don't know what she looked like.
So badass in that movie, too.
I remember thinking, boy, you know why? Because while we were watching, I'm like, I'd like to go to a strip club. This girl's so hot. Like, it was like triggering stuff. We didn't, but yeah, it was definitely. So, so then, what was it, like 10 o'clock at night, or 9 o'clock at night, we're about to go get some deep dish pizza. Yeah. Nick's tapping out. He wants to go to bed. And so he knocks on my door. He's like, hey, man, I made these for you. He rolled me two little mini joints.
Yeah.
So we go and get the food, but I have no lighter. I have no way to smoke
it. Oh, sorry.
It's not your fault. I mean, I figured, oh, I'll be able to get like a pack of matches or a lighter at the front desk. They're like, no, we don't have any. So we go eat. I come back. It's probably a good thing I didn't touch that before eating because that was enough food as it was. Like, munchies, that would have been ridiculous.
Oh,
I go to the Walgreens to go get a lighter,
uh-huh.
Which is across the street from us. There are some interesting people at the Walgreens at like around midnight.
Yeah.
Seriously interesting people.
It's downtown Chicago. This, like downtown, man, downtown.
Yeah, downtown
right.
Chicago.
The freaks come
so
out at night.
Weird.
Dude, I saw a pimp like bitching what? Out his hoe right outside of our hotel that night.
What?
And like, I was like, what am I going to do? And luckily, two cops came up and I'm like, look, can you just
get rid of these people?
For my, like, just. My mind, can you just take care of these people so right. I know he's not hurting her and stuff?
Because like, I'm really stoned and high, and I got some weed from your fine city, and it's I don't...
Just, well, that was your inside voice, right? You didn't actually talk to the cops.
I talked to the cops.
Oh, you did?
And I said, hey, look, this guy's being really aggressive. Like, he's like, nobody should ever be talked to like this. And they stood there, stood back and watched. And then I went back into the hotel.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and I gotta go, man.
I gotta go.
But first, they gave him a sticker with a little badge on it.
Yeah, thank you, Deputy Nick. Yeah.
Totally,
Deputy Stoner.
Maybe it was just me being stoned, but I don't know. I just felt really bad for it.
Of course,
she was. I don't know. It was horrible.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't deal with that craziness.
Yeah,
I walk in and I'm now like trying to get a lighter. I go to the front desk, to the cashier. I'm like, hey, can I get a lighter? She's like, we don't have any lighters. Like,
what?
At
Walgreens?
Well, they had one. It was like one of those butane Zippos. It's like $25.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
And so she starts ringing it up. I'm like, I don't want that. Well, what, you said you wanted a lighter. I'm like, I want like a $3 lighter. I don't want that.
Yeah,
like, I don't need
mix, man.
Right. I don't need some magical lighter.
Yeah, where's the crack lighters?
So she's like, well, try maybe in the liquor and wine section of Walgreens, which they have at the other end. So I walk over there, waiting in line. I don't see any lighters, but I'm like, I'll wait in line and ask. Guy behind me is just some dude that's just bombed, like messed up.
Oh, geez.
He's got two like pink looking wine cooler type bottles of champagne.
He's getting it done.
And he goes, bah. I'm like, hey man.
Hey man.
He's like, you think this is enough for two bitches? Like, what?
You think trying to impress the ladies.
He's like, I got two bitches coming over. You think this is enough to get them drunk so we can bang?
Nice.
Use a different word.
Yeah.
And I look at it and go, yeah, it looks like plenty. Like, I don't
sure.
know. Then I'm thinking I'm in the clear. There's a girl in front of us. She turns around, looks at the guy, and goes, that's not enough.
See, she just wanted to screw with him there.
She goes, get a bottle of vodka. Come on, get something real. Now she's giving him a hard time.
That's great.
And this guy's just like, eh. And so now he starts talking to her. And she's like, I've seen all these hip-hop shows. And she's like, hoochied out. Like, she's got these nice short shorts on, nice legs. Okay, face, but you know, whatever. Good enough at that moment. And she's like, I just saw ASAP Rocky. I saw this guy. You know what's up. Like, just getting all, like, trying to talk hood to this dude. And he's like, cool, man, cool, blah, blah, blah. So then she turns around and he goes, "You hitting that?" I go, "What?"
What?
He's like, "That your girl?" I go, "No, I don't even know what the hell she is, man. I'm just trying to get a lighter. That's all I want. I just want a freaking lighter."
Right.
He goes, "Oh, all right, cool." He goes, "Yo, baby girl." Like, what? Can we be Instagram friends?
Is that the new pickup line?
Nice. Right?
That's a good opening.
I look and go, "Instagram friends?" And he just kind of nods at me. I'm like, "What is happening?"
"Yo, like, girl, I got 4,000 followers on Twitter."
Yeah. Right. So she's like, "Yeah, look me up if you want to be my friend. I'm a model. Just look up AWOL, AWALL, because, you know, I'm like AWOL, but my last name's Wall. AWOL. I'm like, God, I just want my brain is like, can you get this lighter any quicker so we can numb ourselves?
Yeah, you just stumbled into a millennial mating ritual there, sir.
Did you look her up?
Yeah, I did.
And?
I could pull
her
up.
She was on there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
I mean, I looked her up when I got back to the hotel room.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And she's got like some other numbers on it as well. But I could show you which one.
Escort.
So how about this, though? He's trying to find her on there and not having much luck. So then he's like mumbling something, and then he finally just goes, "Ugh, F it," and just taps her on the shoulder. I'm like, "Oh boy, what is going to happen here?" And just hands her his phone and says, "You find yourself on my phone.
Right. Oh, you're right in there somewhere."
Right.
Yeah, what number is she?
"And hurry up, because I got to get back to my room with these two bitches."
There we go. I found it. This is the girl.
My alcohol.
DJ AWOL?
AWOL, oh, 42.
Wow, oh, yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah, don't double click it, though.
Oh, she is a model.
Yeah.
She graduated in 2005. Oh, yeah, she's nice.
Yeah. That's her.
I'm going to follow
her. I met her.
I'm going to follow her on Instagram.
How many followers does she have? Is it weird if you follow her?
She's got 841 followers.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that's enough plausible deniability on that one.
Nick, did you see her?
Yes.
Oh, Ashley.
Nice
that's
dresses.
Her name.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's got some nice legs.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That was my interesting. So I get to the front. I'm like, "Hey, do you guys have any lighters?" He goes, "Yeah, they're all on the ground right there." There's just like a whole like row of lighters. I'm like, "You son of a bitch. I could have just grabbed it, went over to the other end, didn't have to deal with all this drama between AWOL and Captain Wine Cooler."
But right. You wouldn't be able to experience that, man.
True. So then like I'm finally about to go, and I hear Captain Wine Cooler behind me just give it up and just leave the stuff and bolt it. Like he just decided, "I don't want any of it."
Huh.
Wow.
It was weird.
He got over it real quick.
Yeah, everything about that was weird.
So he was causing a distraction at the front of the store while someone else was robbing some stuff out of the back.
AWOL. Yeah. Maybe it was a team, and they thought maybe I was like FBI, because I look like that.
That's
kind
right.
Of
you totally look FBI.
Yeah.
I got a... we shared an ice cream donut sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
What is that? Oh,
that was so good.
Where did you get that?
This place called Fire Cakes.
Uh-huh.
And,
we just randomly walked past it.
Yeah, we were like waiting. We're walking around waiting for our pizza to get cooked. And I was like, "I'm going to pay $5 for an ice cream donut sandwich here." And it was awesome. One of the best things I've eaten in
that
a long
so
time.
Cool.
Really sweet, though.
Yeah.
But damn good.
Yeah, basically they took like a maple bar without any maple on it, you know?
Yeah.
That shape of a donut.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it in half.
And just put ice cream in it.
They had a preformed like piece slab, of ice cream,
kind of like those long brown cookie sandwich kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they squirted some chocolate sauce on it.
Yeah,
it didn't look like a lot of chocolate, but it was
too much.
No, it was perfect. Like they've got that down. It was so good. It was Fire Cakes.
Yeah, fire cakes.
Yeah, it was so good.
Fire. And we went to the Squared Circle again.
We did.
We ate like champions. And we all became, maybe it was because of whatever stuff that was in our system, but we all became huge fans of Lucha Underground.
That's the name of it. I couldn't remember the name of it. I just remember it was like the best storylines that I'd ever seen on a wrestling program.
We couldn't even understand the storylines.
But the matches were amazing.
All I remember is that dude getting his head stomped on a cinder block.
Ooh.
Yeah. That ended the match, by the way.
That was awesome.
And the entire restaurant just was like, oh! Just so awesome.
Which is great for a wrestling-themed bar to have like 12 strong of us in there having fun, screaming and yelling, enjoying the wrestling that was on the screen. It was
enjoying
so much fun.
The food.
Oh, the food's amazing.
Yeah, like, I had peanut butter on a burger for the first time.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I'll do it again.
That one weirded me out. I'm glad to hear that it was actually pretty good.
I had the mac and cheese on a burger.
That doesn't suck.
No.
It was too much. I took one bite and I was full. Like, and that's not like me. I scraped then all of the mac and cheese off of the burger. Then I was able to eat the burger, and then I was also able to eat the mac and cheese.
But like, just all at once?
All at once was just too much. It was just way too much. It was awesome. But like after a bite, maybe a bite and a half, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to have to separate these two things.
We had pizza wontons.
Those are awesome.
Was it like deep fried corn?
Like, yes.
Yeah, yep. So it was just...
corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn on the cob with no battering or anything. They just
deep fry it
and cook it, and somehow it doesn't turn into popcorn or anything. I don't know how that works.
I think it was good. They must deep fry for like just a few seconds.
Oh, it was so good. I don't know. Won't it pop?
It's already kerneled out before they cook it, though.
Are you sure?
I don't know how that stuff works.
I've seen... Maybe
think
it's just
about popcorn when you get it.
Yeah, there's
it's
just
a hard
seeds.
Little seed corn. Yeah,
yeah, and I guess that it's still in the seed form when it pops when it's on the cob. Because I've seen the pictures of it, like where like corn.
There's got to be a way to pop it while
fields.
On the cob, though.
Yeah,
that'd
like in the
awesome.
Fields.
Yeah. You do that.
Maybe it was Photoshop. Maybe it just got duped.
Just get some corn and throw it in the microwave. About 7 minutes, it'll be all done.
Take some video.
Really?
Yeah. Wrap it with some tinfoil first.
Okay,
though.
Now I don't.
Great idea.
Now I don't believe you.
It works.
At your house.
Hey, so and then the other reason why I'm exhausted was, of course, last night was Monday Night Raw.
Hell yeah.
We did a whole mega cast. We attempted one. I don't know how, you know, the quality is not, if you listen to it, the mic quality is not perfect because, well, we were using these little pin-up, like these microphones, like those lavalier ones that TV people use, and it plugs into the phone. And so the quality is not perfect, but we'll figure it out. That way we can go on the road and do some fun stuff. I think it'll be a fun element to add in there, but
totally.
It's listenable, so it's not like it's completely unbearably like overmodulated, but it's a little more crackly than I was hoping for it to be. But so after we finished the podcast, the way we did it is I met up with Ted for lunch, we podcasted at his apartment, then we got in the car, we went to Everett, podcasted in the parking lot, then went to the bar to Why Not, met up with a bunch of Titanic douches, Mega Family, all those fun people. Nelly was there, Nick was there.
Cool.
Yeah, Adam, who just went to Sturgis. Bunch of good...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good posse of people. We were having a good time. A bunch of other people as well. And then we go to wrestling, and then when we're done, we go back to the car, and we do the final break as a post-recap. At that point, Ted's just bombed.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was Nelly dressed very conservatively?
Yes.
Always.
I mean... so conservative that as we walked the streets,
a nun habit.
There was like seven dudes walking towards us as we're walking past towards the arena.
Right.
And Nelly was with us because she was going the different way. She wasn't going into wrestling, but she left with us. She was dressed so conservatively that all these guys just stared at her conservative outfit.
Oh, God.
Like as blatant could be. Like, imagine like.
Yeah, everyone's heads turning.
Wait,
or like everyone just running into the same
as they're walking,
pole.
They're all boom. Mouth open. Once they saw how conservative she was dressed, they were just like, oh, that is the most conservative outfit I've seen in forever.
I don't think Steve knows the definition of conservative.
Well, it means conservative. Conserving them.
Bless her heart, by the way.
Yeah. Mm. That's amazing. It
means on full display.
Yeah. Let's just say, yeah, there was just like, eyes like it was hilarious because I'm watching these guys and finding great humor in that. So anyways, we finish up the last segment and we do our push-ups at the end. So we're outside now in the parking lot doing push-ups, right?
Oh yeah, that's right, you do that.
This random woman and her friend just start walking towards us, and she just starts talking about Christian the wrestler.
Uh-huh. Oh,
how she's a peep. She seemed like something might have been a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It something, is Everett.
Something was going on with her because she starts talking about Christian like he's her best friend.
Okay.
And then starts talking about Seth Rollins, talking about how she saved his life from his abusive ex-husband.
Okay.
Seth Rollins' ex-husband. So when she's telling me this, I go, would you like to be on our podcast?
Yes.
So the full segment is, of course, on the Megacast, which just got posted today. So you can check it out right at the end. So, usually when it ends, there's a bonus, let's just say. And it's our interview with this woman.
Wow.
So here, though, is a little bit of the highlights just to wet your whistle, to give you an example of just the insanity. And the whole time I'm wondering, like, we'll talk about it after. Let's just listen to her.
A quick story about one of my other best friends, Seth Rollins, and how I had to save his life.
Now you got to tell us the story.
In short, back in 2010, towards the end of Rollins' abusive, forced marriage with his ex-husband, he was in the locker room at an event, and
wait, Seth Rollins had an ex-husband?
Yeah, I didn't
forced marriage. It's kind of on the DL.
How did he get forced to marry a dude?
Long, long, long story. One of those things where it's a black mark.
Wow.
Is this like gay to pay?
Sort of gay to pay. Like I said, he was forced and he didn't want to be. He was young. His ex-husband was trying to kill him with a metal pipe. Yeah. Seriously.
Where was this happening?
It was in the locker room at in a WWE event. I was there visiting some of my wrestler friends. I walked into this horrific scene where I see his ex, well, his then-husband, trying to, like, literally kill my best friend with a metal pipe.
Seth Rollins.
Yes. So I dropped the vibram wire. I rushed over. I tried to grab him. He swung the metal pipe, hit me once in the side. The next time he swung, he missed. And in one move, I just reached back as hard as I could with my right hand and let it fly with not holding back at all, full force. I am square in the middle of the chest. And in the same move, I used my elbow and him square in the nose as hard as I could. And he flew back a good 5 feet into the metal lockers, pretty full force, and was knocked out. And he broke a rib and his nose in the process.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Damn.
You can hear the rest on the MegaCast.
Like, wow.
How much more is there?
Oh, like another couple minutes of
damn.
Just.
You're a saint.
And Ted is wasted. He's just looking at me. He doesn't know to believe this or not at first.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is. And then she mentioned like John Cena. And I'm like, oh, do you have a story about Ted? Do you want to hear a story about John Cena? And Ted's like, no, I don't. Like, he was done.
Yeah.
The crazy part was she rocks up with a guy. Now, I'm thinking, all right, because Ted's like, well, I'm sure that guy must be, like, watching after her because she's kind of a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But when they left, she's the one who's driving. So I'm like, there's a good chance that she's watching after this guy, and she's the most sane one of the two. Because
did the guy ever say anything?
No, he just sat there and smiled and nodded his head, like, as if everything she was saying was the God's honest
truth.
He's
heard this all the time, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was talking, like, the... Her and Seth are best friends.
Well, yeah.
Like I even said, you must be pretty pumped that he's the champion. She's like, yeah, we used to dream about this like 10 years ago. You know, I've known him since high school.
Where does she live?
Everett, I think. Mm. I don't know. I mean, she met Seth at WrestleMania 21.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know what to say about it, but it was just like,
yeah.
She's speaking with such conviction. Like, she believes this story.
Yeah, she definitely believes that.
So I asked her, of course, I'm like, hey, so, you know, did you have a chance to hang out with your best friend? She's like, no, we weren't able to make it happen. But, you know, you probably saw it. Like, him and I were looking at each other. You know, I mean, we non-verbally were saying hi to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She then proceeded to tell us how she's a minor celebrity.
Yeah. And they were on their way to 24-hour pharmacy to get her meds.
But she's the one driving.
I know, but that crazy people get to drive too.
If you saw, she didn't seem like, she just looked kind of like a tomboyish kind of girl in her mid-20s.
Then she starts talking and you're just like, wow.
All sorts of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, I just love the story. Crazy. What's that?
Crazies don't know they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true.
They think they're completely normal.
I mean, she really thought that she elbowed him and then punched him, and then he went 5 feet.
Yeah.
And the ex-husband part, I love how that was just like brought
right.
up. So Rev's now on his fourth serving of pulled pork.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy is right.
Yeah, like nobody would have like not captured a photo of Seth Rollins' ex-husband in the locker room.
Right.
Like,
right. I know.
Well, I tried to Google Seth Rollins' husband, and all I get is about his fiance being crazy. So.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
Did you get any of his the pictures of his dong?
I didn't check image search, so I didn't have to worry about that.
Smart move.
I've already seen enough dong. Thank you, Lenny Kravitz.
I would love to interview Seth Rollins and have him hear that.
Yeah.
Like, just to get his, but that might scare him.
Well, and that's the thing.
Like, what
you know
do?
He may well know this woman who's just like sending him fan mail or whatever as his best friend. Or maybe she's ended up like in like a trailer or a hotel room, like in the middle. It's like, Seth Rollins, I'm here. I'm your best friend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he did bang her years ago. Who knows?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know what he's banging except for what I see in like the internet.
Right.
That's not a woman that he was banging.
Okay.
I think maybe a restraining order might be on her. I don't know. It was freaky though, dude. It was really weird. Like,
it was 10 years ago. She could have looked a lot better.
And she's best friends with Christian too. I like. Right. I was like, yeah, I went to go meet up with all my friends in the locker room.
Oh. Yeah.
She probably tried to get right in there, and they're like,
they hang out every Monday,
right? They do
on the TV
and sometimes on Thursdays, Wednesdays too, if she has the network.
That's true.
All right, let's do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages. Oh, this is perfect for her.
In the days when a friend we sit around and check him out. It's Steve Nix that brightens up the skies. Man. Listen to the messages. The messages all sorts of strange. The words of the voices aren't all the same. Steve Nix. Positive.
I'm still looking at AWOL's pictures.
Yeah, she's still up on Google for me.
She's got good pictures.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Just dirty.
It's like watching her pictures and eating some pork.
Sounds like
watch
you're...
it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a little bit of down blouse, huh?
Yep. We'll play some Master of Puppets later on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right?
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. Surprise. See that one?
She is definitely a model.
Nice, yeah.
Well, I mean,
or wannabe.
She's got friends that take pictures.
It's a car model thing. She's done a couple of those where she's at the car shows and looking at her butt.
Well, it could be a car show, or it could be like a sales room of the local dealership.
Or it could be somebody's like,
why you gotta ruin my
closet.
Dreams, man?
Hey, you do what you need to during Master Puppet time. I'm all just right, saying.
Then. You create the world that you want to create. In my world, Seth Rollins is my best friend, and I saved him from a very abusive ex-husband.
Yeah.
All right, Sal, since you brought us the meat, what would you like us to do?
Whoa.
Well, hopefully we get Uncle Ricky in there. So let's hear some voicemails.
Ooh, Uncle Ricky, man. He's busy. Life is on, you know.
Can't be that busy.
He'll get out soon.
Well, we'll get him back.
He'll get out soon.
Where is he?
Either county.
He's hanging out with Seth Rollins.
Or some other place where you can't quite get out
he's
of right
juvenile
away.
Juvenile detention.
Do some digging.
All right, let's do the voicemails.
Hey guys, open your fun over in Chicago. I was listening to the podcast, and Steve was talking about having a canker sore.
Yeah.
I just want to share a little tip here. So if you take gin and gargle it and get it right on where the canker sore is, no Jesus. Joke, next day,
really?
It's like 95% better. And the day later, it's usually 100% gone. So just wanted to share.
I got gin.
Steve over here. Walla walla.
That sounds horrifying.
I'll do it.
It's a lot of
you're
gin
gonna
to gargle
gin.
Well, I don't need to gargle it because it's not in the back of my throat. The issue is the canker sore is on the tongue.
But you got
to
kind of mouthwash it. That's what he's essentially. Oh,
I'll do that.
Wow. Wow.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'll do that. Rev.
That was a visual.
I don't even know if people can hear that.
Oh, I hope.
Yeah.
If they have headphones on.
Let me turn my headphones up and let's see.
Yeah, just rewind it and turn it up.
Here you go. Gross.
That was really kind of nasty.
How's the canker?
Much better. Much better. I'm going to try it, man. I have gin in my house. I never drink it because I don't like gin.
Because gin is nasty.
Pine needles, nasty. Mm.
Yeah. It's just terrible. Well, at least maybe, hey, if it works out, let us know.
All right, I will. Oh, quick story from our trip to Chicago. So I went out with a few people for dinner and sitting next to Lanny, who is a really cool person. I worked with one of the prep services, and she was just talking to me, and she's like, so who's your celebrity crush? And I'm not even joking, you guys.
This is asked to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, we're just BSing, and it just comes up. So who's your celebrity crush? And I go, oh, it's easy. It's Ben Affleck. I didn't. Like, she looked at me like as if I just, like, outed myself.
Oh, because she's talking about who would you want to bang that's a celebrity.
Right. Who is your crush would be someone that you're attracted to. I just, in my head, and I told her, I'm looking at her, I go, this is my world, man. I just got blinders on. I just assume you're talking about
who your
dude
favorite
I'd
is.
Want to talk, hang out with. I'm like, yeah, Scarlett Johansson or Jessica Alba. It's Ben Affleck. Of course, he's my celebrity crush. Yeah. Of course, and there was a couple other people I overheard, and they're just all in tears because they're just like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know, man. I guess I got an unhealthy obsession with Ben Affleck. I don't know.
You are so stoked for this Batman movie, aren't you?
Experience his Batcave.
Well played.
I'll be his Robin. All right, it's getting weird. Let's check out our next voicemail.
Mixcast. Hey, Tuppy. This is Fubar.
Oh, yeah.
Long-time fan.
Brother of
Big
Babar.
Time douche.
He just got engaged.
Hey, I thought I needed to tell you guys a joke since I haven't heard a joke told lately. Guy's dying of cancer. One day his kid comes up. Says, Dad, why do you keep telling everyone you're dying from AIDS? Says, so when I die, nobody will bang your mom. Take it easy, douches.
That was pretty good.
I've never heard that joke before.
That one was great.
Fubar's a good guy. He's a big skydiver. He's always trying to get me to go skydive.
No. Oh,
right on.
Don't do it.
It's his uncle named Diligaf.
All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
That was great, Jim.
Who's the guy on the phone?
That's just a robot.
Who are you calling?
No.
I'm calling the mixed cat.
All right, hey, pause.
Yeah.
Pause. I gotta hear this later.
I do not remember this.
I forgot we called the mixed cast.
You guys called?
Do not
Thursday. This is during, like, the... We just ended up back at our room to drink because yeah. I had a half a bottle of Crown at that point.
Kraken.
Yep. And Toppy went to the Walgreens and he was like, do you need anything? I was like, yeah, get some mixers. He's like, I'm going to get some more booze. We're like, okay, so he gets another bottle of Kraken.
Well, in my defense, I'm not that big of a lush, but I brought five people with me.
True. Yeah. We had the room was stacked. There was a lot of people in there. And we killed that night. We killed that bottle. Well, a bottle.
That is awesome.
Of Kraken. So, yeah.
All right, so this is what we've got
going
on.
This is what
we
have.
All right, why don't we start from the beginning on this one again?
I forgot we did this.
I'm pleasantly surprised and proud of the two of you.
I don't remember.
You got to give this one to Rev. I couldn't have done this by myself.
All right, well, let's see what happens.
Who's the guy on the phone? That's just a robot.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling the Mixcast.
Oh, I got to hear this later?
Yeah.
You have to play it later, Toppy.
Nobody cuss, because I don't want to bleep it. Toppy, where's the robot? Oh, God, Prodigy's here, Revs. You're Drooly.
Where's the robot?
We got... Oh, God. You're Drooly. There, shut her down.
That's because you brought marijuana to Chicago.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, my God. What if the NSA is listening?
I don't think this is getting played.
Is that it?
I guess so.
Wow.
Didn't make it that long.
We kept it under a minute.
Yes, we called back.
I don't think we... Well, I didn't remember that we did that one, so...
What a pleasant surprise.
And I wouldn't have done a view. I was too bombed, except Rev at some point shoved a phone in my face.
I told you to... Yeah,
it's like, just, view from the show.
Yeah, we got to do a view, because I just knew it. In it, I got a video... And maybe I'll send it to you, Steve.
Yeah.
That is, it's Toppy, and I don't know if I can actually, it's amazing.
Is that good?
This is the aftermath, because we went downstairs, and he made it down all the way to the bottom of the elevator, and then realized that he was not going any farther. And he went back up.
Well, it's got.
He ditched everyone.
I forgot my phone, and so I wanted my phone, so I went back up, and then as soon as I started going back up, I'm like, I am way too hammered to go to the lobby, man. I don't need to be seeing people in this state.
Oh, yeah. Man.
As you've heard some audio.
And so here
who's that on the phone?
Yeah. Here's Toppy trying to get food because he was so hungry and talking to Siri.
Oh, embarrassing.
Siri, find me bagels. I don't know what happened. Now we're drinking. Hold on. Siri. Find me bagels.
He's just laying on the bed.
The gauge is 0.4. Glazed and infused is 0.3.
He fell off the
house.
He just fell off the bed.
Buckle Winkle is 0.3.
Buckle Winkle, you dropped your phone again.
I'm wasted. I wonder why I couldn't go downstairs.
Can't even see you anymore. You're just hiding.
He fell off the bed.
I'm wasted.
He did the slowest like slide and fall off the bed, and then dropped his phone, his already shattered phone.
And then stupid BJ had to be on the first panel the next morning, or I would have slept in a little bit.
You hated life so much.
8:45.
Worst.
You were struggling all day.
Strangers were looking at me and laughing. That's how I knew I was a mess.
Yeah, because you kept going, ugh.
In the middle of like panels and stuff. People
talking. God.
I was in pain, you guys. Come
oh, yeah.
On.
We could tell.
He also had a couple of, oh, God, moments, too.
There's one point where his head was just in his hands. He, like, looks up, and he, like, pulls his hands, like, towards his ears, but it's just, like, moving all the skin to his face, so it's just, like, moving. It's just, like, just looks like a face mask that's just pulled tight. Like, all of his skin is just pulled tight, and his eyeballs are just wide open, scaring the crap out of anyone who's just looking at him. It's amazing.
I didn't feel good.
All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
I don't know if this is the night. All right, don't try this.
Oh, boy.
Ponderance for you. When you first meet a girl, that first impression, would you rather melt her heart?
Whoa, oh, Rev, hold on, hold on. Wow,
let's
Rev.
Cover the pork. Let's cover the pulled pork.
Yeah.
Safety Nick. First, guys.
Oh. Did you just start a motorcycle?
Oh, it was hurting.
That
I had to get it out.
Awesome.
Jeez, bro.
That was impressive.
Nick is fully covering himself with his windbreaker.
Better now.
I don't smell it yet.
You might not.
I don't smell it. An abortion of
like
a podcast.
I think there was just an abortion.
Yeah.
Somebody something, died.
Something died that came out of him, huh?
Poofo.
Oh, my God.
Tuffy can't breathe.
I love how Rev's like, somebody cover the pork. Somebody cover the pork. Because I feel like that happens a lot in his house. Babe, cover the ice cream.
Just cover it.
Tainted the meat.
Put it back in the freezer. We don't need any fecal matter on it.
Nick looks like he's about to go up on the slopes of Crystal Mountain.
To dry rub fecal meat.
There needs to be a volcano movie about that.
I love that Nick just unzipped his mouth.
If he had goggles on, you couldn't see any of his head.
No.
He looks completely like gone.
He's Kenny from South Park. Oh,
yeah. That made me cry. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh my God, I gotta get a picture
disgusting.
Of it.
Disgusting.
Nice.
Dude, is that just from the pork today? Like, it goes through you that fast.
I
still don't smell it, by the way.
The last time I had,
yeah,
some,
me neither.
I had a Lunchable at like 8:15.
Oh yeah.
So this is like what three and a half hours out.
That primed to the well.
Last thing I had was the pulled pork, so I just think it just glides through pretty quick. Just,
awesome, dude.
Oh, flying
classic,
piggies.
Classic,
impressive man.
All right, let's get back to that voicemail
before we
were so rudely interrupted.
Okay.
Ponderance for you. When you first meet a girl, that first impression, would you rather melt her heart or melt her
Melt her heart or melt
or
her
legs?
That was dumb.
Do we really need to answer that question?
No. I think
when you first meet her...
I thought my fart was better than that voice.
You gotta melt her heart if you want to melt the other parts.
Not always.
Yeah, not always.
Well, no, I guess not if you're hanging out in the Everett Event Center parking lot talking about Christian and the rest of her best friends.
Seth Rollins.
That was pure pork.
I think we got lucky, boys. Sauce.
God, that's hilarious, dude.
That's not saying that you're safe to do it again, Rev.
Tie up the sandwich rolls.
No one in here but you has farted yet, so.
That's not entirely true.
Hey, all right, look at that.
I haven't because I'm afraid I'm losing the 50-50, which is why I'm having my butt pressed against the wall right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My God.
There was a moment where I almost pulled a drunk cast on the beer league talk and said, I got to go poop.
That's awesome.
You guys just finished the podcast. I'm done. I'm out. I'm drunk.
Oh, man.
Here's Hot Emily.
Hot Emily.
All right, next voicemail.
Migscast.
Yes.
This is Thomas J. This is my raw review. Epic event.
Yes.
First WWE event I've ever been to. Kind of bummed Lesnar and Undertaker weren't there, but whatever. Green Arrow was there. That was cool. The NXT ladies were there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
The hot ones were all stuck behind the desk, so I'm going to watch again tomorrow on the network and see what they said. Irish accents are hot. yeah, great event. Glad I met with you guys at the Why Not Bar and Grill.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nick.
Yo.
Nick.
What?
Nelly. Jamaica. Jamaica's hot friend. great night.
And that's it.
Oh, the end.
Was Jamaica's friend really hot?
Yeah, who is Jamaica?
Jamaica's a fan of wrestling. She listens to the podcast from time to time, and cool. So she popped in and said hi, and her friend popped in as well. Her friend was very attractive. Both of them very attractive.
That's the rumor.
Yep. So, yeah, while the Divas were wrestling, you know, I have this now unhealthy obsession with Sasha Banks, so much that I just spent $40 on the t-shirt.
Right, yeah.
Right, because I'm a legit boss.
That was like $43.
$43 with tax.
Well, you just round up there.
But how about, like, so where our seats were, it was a tag team match, and she spent a lot of time on the apron.
You brought him.
Yep. And, like, so basically that was my view of her.
Booty, 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 booty.
Nice. So she, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sasha Banks, some sweet piece.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of chick wrestlers in that photo right there.
Which is the steampunk chick?
Becky Lynch.
Okay, cool.
She was there, too. Yeah, I just saw a lot of Sasha Banks' booty.
Oh, cool. Yeah, look at that. Mm, Nick's like still flight attendant.
Still dressed for the Arctic over there.
Yeah.
Never made it over here.
It's only the first one. I'm guessing there's going to be more.
Well, it depends on how much more of a podcast we're going to do, because I don't know how much longer I can last.
Oh, okay.
Are you going all the way home before you come all the way back?
Yes.
Wow, dude.
Before you go. Dude, I did an all-dayer yesterday, and I kicked my ass.
Damn. Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so I got to go home. I would like to do some yoga, something that involves like a sweat, maybe. I'm thinking about rejoining a gym, man.
Sex is up there, right?
Hey, Rev, are you sweating over there?
Sweat a little bit. Got a little bit of meat sweats going on. It's ridiculous.
I had a feeling that this is how the podcast was going to go.
Sure. Oh, man, as soon as
you eat a bunch of meat, and you had 4 servings, maybe 5.
Around there. I stopped eating
you
bread.
You stopped counting.
Yeah. Well, I did. But, like, I mean,
bread is the culprit here. No.
No, well,
it's
I was
the bread.
I'm getting rid of excess carbs.
Well, I don't care about your weight. I'm worried about your ass stench.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Well, we are.
I live with that all day.
So do we.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, now we're going to have to, because it's freaking seeped into my clothes and my skin.
Might be
sorry
your mustache
about your jacket.
Yeah, your mustache is the only thing that's showing up with your head all pulled up in there, so now it's
so
full
funny
of poo. Congratulations.
That's disgusting. I'm going to shave.
I would. I would shave your whole body at this point.
Oh, my God.
Let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, Mick, Toppy, Rev, Mick, Stevie, the Packer fan, Mick. I hope you had a good time last night.
We did.
Seeing you again, as usual.
Nachos. Guys.
Hope to see you guys at Pee in the Grass in a couple weeks.
Nah.
And something I've always wanted to show you guys, I never had a chance to. So
nice.
We have steamers at our workplace. The company name is called
disgusting.
Cleveland. There you go.
Cleveland steamers.
Talk to you guys later.
That's funny.
Bye.
We should endorse Rev.
Yeah. He's on fire today. Is that all of our voicemails?
That is it.
All right.
Guess what time it is? It's time to check the messages with Steve. He's a star. Toppy's got a really cool car.
Thank you.
Mono Nick is a happy clown. And Rev is the nicest guy around. Checking the messages.
All right. Top shelf, in your hands.
Text
messages, it is. All right, first one says, hey, guys, did you see that pastor that during his sermon, he had to tackle a guy that was trying to rob the church?
What?
I did see this. This is so some pastors now, and including mine, I think they will record their sermons.
Mm-hmm.
And so they post them up as like a podcast.
Yeah.
So
like Casey Treat.
I don't even know who Casey Treat is.
He used to have a TV show.
He was the guy who has like the like two mega churches around here, the Sean Alexander one. He like basically goes from place to place in his own helicopter because that's what Jesus would do.
Right. The Casey copter.
Yes.
Yeah. He's getting it done.
Yeah, he is.
Federal Way and Everett.
Yeah.
All over. Wherever,
he had like helicopter pads on the top of him so he could like get done with one sermon and fly to the other one.
That is gangster.
Go do another one.
Yeah. Sean Alexander and him are buddies.
Wow.
They go visit God together.
Yeah, so he used to be
and
on
now
TV
Russell's
here,
got
yeah
his. He's got the new hot
where's
local
his church
pastor, Judah Smith. I don't know what church
really
it is.
Can you go to a church with a guy named Judas?
Judah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just little interesting on that
he's
one.
He's a Seahawk. He does what he wants, Rev.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's right. He owns the church.
How about the they showed at the WWE, they showed a picture of Russell Wilson holding the tag team championship with the primetime players.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I guess all the players got to hang out with those
jeez
dudes. That's awesome. Yeah, apparently there's a pastor in Florida who was giving a sermon at church on Sunday.
when a guy pulled out a gun and demanded money. So the pastor, who I guess knew the guy, started talking to him, and while he's talking to him, don't do it, Rev.
I flashed back, and it made me giggle. I'm sorry.
And tackled him.
I thought you caught me.
And we actually have the audio. I mean, this pastor's pretty badass, man, that he was able to make this happen, stop a crime.
Was worth so much to God that he purchased it with the life of his own. What's wrong? What's wrong? Johnny, what's wrong, man? Johnny, what's wrong? Johnny, talk to me. What's wrong, Johnny? Johnny, what's wrong? Talk to me.
Okay,
Johnny, what's wrong? Johnny, you need to talk to me. Johnny, we're ministers of the gospel. Why? Johnny, please talk to me. Johnny, talk to me. Please talk to me. Johnny.
I'm not going to hurt you. I need your money. Get on the floor.
Okay, give him money. We don't have any money.
We're poor, Johnny.
Just give him money, Mom, please. I beg you.
Johnny.
I'm going to do something. If you don't get on the floor.
Johnny, we'll give you our money.
If you get on the floor, I won't hurt you.
Johnny, I'm...
Give me your stuff on.
Johnny. Johnny.
Johnny.
No, get the gun.
Damn.
Wow.
So
he knew the guy.
He must have.
Yeah.
Unless he just kept calling. Well, he didn't answer. So maybe he didn't. He just kept calling him Johnny. And the guy's like, I'm not Johnny.
He called him Donnie, too.
Hey, yo.
Trying to cover all the bases.
I just love how he kept getting. Must have. I haven't seen the video of it, but he must have just kept getting closer and closer to him. And when he saw the opportunity, just went and full tackle.
There was a woman in the background losing her mind.
Oh, sound like a daughter and a mom, too. Mm-hmm. Turned out that the guy had a BB gun.
Oh, jeez.
Luckily, guy.
He was just hoping it was going to be a quick mark and just be done with it. But, you stick a gun in people's face.
Don't know.
And it's BB guns don't look like BB guns. Like, right. There's no, like, orange tip on them or anything like that showing it. They're made to look like a real weapon.
Yeah, my mom almost called the cops on me once because she found a BB gun underneath my bed. And it looked just like a regular handgun.
So she's just going to call the cops and dime you out?
Yeah. Ooh. But luckily her boyfriend talked her off the roof.
He's probably thinking, well, this kid, he has a gun, man. We don't want to piss him off. Why don't we talk to him first before we call the cops? All right, next text message. Raw was insane. First ever live event for my son, my brother, and I. Yes, nice. Yes, yes. Whatever happened to Boss Hogs? I'm waiting for the album to drop.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Boss Hogs. Dropping other stuff. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we have a lot of issues with our label. We did record a full record. They just don't want us to release it, and we're at their mercy because we signed a bad deal.
There was some inner turmoil, too.
There was.
I really got some inner
turmoil.
A few
of the members. Yeah. I don't really want to go into it.
Lots of sex.
Well, our rhythm section, he had some ass problems, hemorrhoid issues.
I think I might.
Our guitarist clearly has lots of sex.
Yeah.
Vocalist.
Kind of a mess, actually.
Yeah, you know. I understand why the record label...
The music on this one's going to be great.
We should work on that. We should do a behind the music before we even put out any music.
You know, the problem was, too...
I got cancer now. I mean, AIDS.
We had this whole promotional launch ready to go, but...
I tried to rob a church.
We leaned a little heavily on the Confederate flag because, you know, the boss General Lee and everything.
Yeah, that's
right. And so we have to rethink that whole thing.
And, I mean, every song was about... the Confederate flag.
Right.
So, I mean, we had to rewrite all of our songs.
Right.
You know, we even had, like, you know, Hulk Hogan guested on one of our songs.
Yeah, that just makes it awkward now, doesn't it?
Confederate flag guitars were badass, we can't use those now.
Our Confederate flag sequenced jumpsuits.
Which were badass.
They were
and
dope.
And tearaway.
Yeah, exactly. For when we would just decide to wear our, you know, those Borat things. We had a Confederate flag Borat things underneath them.
Yeah.
This all went to hell, man. Boss Hogs might not ever see the light of day.
It's depressing.
Thanks, Hogan. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Sean, the beer guy here, I was getting Jack in the Box, and a massive fight broke out right at the window between three girls over whether or not four burgers were made. A few fists were swung, and an S-ton of profanity was used a mere 4 feet from the window. It was amazing. I got my food for free to boot. So in celebration of public scenes... What's a massive meltdown or fight that you saw in public? Rock on, bitches. Well, Nick just saw one in Chicago with a pimp.
Yes. That was fun.
We almost saw one, too, and the three of us, Steve, were going on our little park walk. Mm-hmm. We walked past the famous, what was it? That bar. Remember that bar? It was like world famous something bar. It was
Twisted Kilt?
The home of the cheeseburger, no Pepsi Coke, no fries, chips.
Oh, yeah.
That place.
God, what was it like?
The goat, something goat.
Yeah, the Billy Goat.
Billy Goat. And there was a guy calling out this. I'm like, what are you going to do? You're going to do nothing. He was all pissed off. They were about to go at it, but they never did.
Oh, man.
Nick got scared, so we had to walk.
Yeah, we were walking pretty quickly.
Nick, man, just trouble keeps surrounding you.
I know.
You got pimps. You got people fighting.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything offhand. I remember seeing like a bar brawl between two chicks like 3 years ago.
Really?
That was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Like, one of them, like, actually grabbed the other one by the ponytail and almost, like, swung her around.
Damn.
Like, but, like, I mean, she was, her feet were still on the floor, but she was, like, spinning her in a circle.
Right.
And it was, like, awesome.
Damn. Huh.
Was that here in Seattle?
Yeah, that was at a, oh, man, what the hell was the name of the bar? It was kind of, like, Ballard-ish area, like, crap. I think I was with Ben the Psycho Muppet, or I was going to meet up with him, and he wasn't there yet. I can't remember, but it was somewhere in Ballard.
Hmm.
It was awesome.
Crazy.
That is all of our text messages.
Oh, yeah. It got serious. Steve is the master with the ghetto blaster. He's gonna rhyme because he's fresh. He does it all the time. So we say and we crave for what you all gave with your words and with your voice that you all send by your choice. And sometimes I rap with what don't fit, and it's time for messages. So let's knock it out on Lickety Split, dogs.
Word.
Steve Miggs messages. Fresh from the hood.
Bloop, bloop. Yep. Yep. Nick.
Blop, blop.
Emails.
Emails.
Good job.
All right. This one's from our buddy Carmack. Actually, a really interesting article. It's a bummer. It fills our wrestling quota, like as if we haven't done that enough already. But it's from Carmack, and it's a story about the Ultimate Warrior, and one-third of WrestleMania 6 competitors are now dead. That's pretty much the story.
Wait, say that again?
One-third of the WrestleMania 6 competitors are now
WrestleMania
dead.
6, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So
at first I thought you said all WrestleMania competitors. I'm like, geez.
No, I guess he's the 12th wrestler who competed at WrestleMania 6 to have died.
Damn.
And there's 44 people that were involved. Oh, wait, no, that was something else, but that's still crazy.
Like Macho Man, Owen Hart.
Yeah. Piper. Yeah. Dusty.
Maybe the bad guy.
Who's the bad guy?
I got this family.
Oh, Benoit. Some idiot had like a Benoit sign at wrestling
That's
last night.
That's the easiest way to get kicked out of a place. Why would you want to spend money and get kicked out of the place?
Right. I don't know. Like, maybe he was like genuinely trying to like push for them to release more of his matches on the network. Because I think some of them are on there. I don't ever search. I never really was a fan of Benoit anyway. Like, I know he was a good wrestler, but he wasn't my style.
I liked his wrestling a lot, but now that once that happened.
But you're an asshat for having a Benoit sign.
Absolutely. I mean, he killed his legacy. So you just why?
Right. For those that don't know,
it's
Benoit. I mean, you know, there's a lot of cases for the issues and the impact of concussions and steroids. In some way, shape, or form, he had a moment of rage and he killed his wife. He killed his kid
and then himself
and killed himself. And, of course, the WWE is like, yeah, we want nothing to do with striking him from our world, in a sense. And so some idiot is at the wrestling event with a sign. I'm like, you are just a grade-A idiot. Like, I mean, there's no reason for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just really bad
that's
taste.
That's just the height of bad taste.
Trolling.
Yeah.
It's trolling. And it's like, hey, how would you like it? I mean, I never am the guy that's like, how would you like it if it happened to your daughter? But how would you like if someone in your family just, like, took out a bunch of people in your family, would you be cool and stoked if somebody went to an event with a sign promoting that guy?
It up all of the time.
Yeah, it's like, knock it off, guy.
Was he too big to punch in the face? That's how we used to settle those guys.
Oh, he was like all the way at the other end of the arena. Okay. I was nowhere near this guy.
Just, but if he was, Steve would have totally done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would punch him in the face. I'd be like, hey, man, that sign's in poor taste. Have you met Seth Rollins' best friend? I will have her take care of this.
Oh, she would too.
That's all of our voice messages.
Emails,
yes.
Hola, señores, señoritas.
It's almost poopy time.
We have returned once again.
It's been poopy time over
listen
here.
To
well, hairstyle.
Listy Miggs, as he takes us to a time when.
Get that pulled pork away
from me, Top Shelf.
I don't need any more. I'm full.
On the face
oh, now you're full.
Nick took his jacket off. Now's the time. Strike now, Rev.
I'm trying.
God. Having a weird STD. But there's one thing.
This is the longest intro ever, and I love it.
Really long.
There's the fact that a Titanic douche will see it and send it.
Right.
So we can read. Facebook drama.
Ole!
Ole!
He's good with the guitar.
He is. All right, Facebook drama. This is our opportunity to point out the stupidity that happens on Facebook on a daily basis. I mean, seriously, we have a backlog of some of these to the point where we could probably do one every single day. And maybe we should on the BJ and Mink show.
So what you're saying is it's not working.
No. Our public service announcement is failing miserably. But at least people are enjoying and making yes. fun of and laughing at the expense of these idiots that post stupid stuff. And then their idiot friends post stupid stuff on top of it. And it just becomes this mishmash of stupidity. So this week, playing the role of Hillary. Hillary is the original poster on this one. So playing the role of Hillary will be Top Shelf.
All right.
I will play the role of Dana. Rev, you are Doug. And Mono Nick, you are Vinny. Toppy, take it away.
Ugh. My cat died. My debit card account got hacked into. And I have the worst period cramps ever. It's going to be a great effing day. Hashtag sarcasm.
Your trifling ass can't take care of yourself, let alone a cat. You need to stop posting attention getting b**ed on Facebook. Also, everybody knows about your Pornhub video.
I def saw Hillary's Pornhub video. Let's just say me likey. Me likey very much. Hashtag boing. Hashtag boner patrol.
Did someone say porn?
There's some crazy shit being said on this thread, and I'm mad as fuck. I posted about my cat. Not about porn, you judgmental assholes don't know me.
Hillary said cat and Pornhub in the same sentence. Get it? LOL.
Hillary, you have a video on Pornhub and you call yourself a decent mother? Well, I want nothing to do with you or your fat, over-tatted up sex partner. You're both Pornhub trash and my friends and I hate you. Plus, you look so weird naked. It's called trimming. You should jump out of the 70s and keep your business trimmed and faded up.
F you, Dana. I'm a great mother. A damn good one at that. I'm logging off Facebook. I'm going to take a relaxing dump and have some wine. I don't have to explain shit to anybody.
Am I the only one turned on by this post? And seriously, how can I see this video on Pornhub? Hashtag, someone send me a link.
You're def not the only one turned on, Vinny. Your boy Doug is at full attention over here. Hashtag sending link now, Vinny.
Did they not read the part about her taking a relaxing dump and having some wine? Yeah.
They are too busy worrying about the stiffy in the tank.
There you go. All right, let's get out of here. Next week, very excited. We've got a couple of guests. Our buddy Jeff Rouse from The Guessing Game will be joining us.
Nice. Sweet.
And also, Rev, you'll be excited about this one.
More pork?
The man.
What?
The myth.
The myth.
Legend.
The legend.
What? Nice.
Formerly known as Paul E. Dangerously, Paul wow. Heyman.
No way.
Will be joining us on the Migscast.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, in studio, so no farting.
Oh, no, more farting.
I wish he was in studio, but that is not the case.
Even more farting.
But I'm pretty pumped. SummerSlam is not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Sweet.
And that's why he'll be joining us, because his boy and your favorite, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my God.
Taking on The Undertaker.
Damn it.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for swinging by the Why Not Sports Bar for Monday Night Raw. Everyone who said hi. Myron and his buddy for making that sign. That was the greatest thing ever, and I will never forget that. For Mono Nick, the Rev, Sal and his meat, Top Shelf, yeah! Steve Miggs, this is the Miggs Cast. Stay positive and suck it.